With respect to the embassy, the actual size of our embassy with respect to diplomats is going to be comparable to other countries that we think are important around the world. There are still some special security needs inside of Iraq that make the overall number larger. Look, we're only a few years removed from an active war inside of Iraq. I think it's fair to say that there are still some groups, although they are greatly weakened, that might be tempted to target U.S. diplomats or civilians who are working to improve the performance of the power sector inside of Iraq, or are working to help train agricultural specialists inside of Iraq. And as President of the United States, I want to make sure that anybody who's out in Iraq trying to help the Iraqi people is protected. Now, as this transition proceeds, it may turn out that the security needs for our diplomats and for our civilians gradually reduces itself, partly because Iraq continues to make additional progress. But I think the Iraqi people can understand that as President of the United States, if I'm putting civilians in the field in order to help the Iraqi people build their economy and improve their productivity, I want to make sure that they come home, because they are not soldiers.